Penguin Random House Audio presents Walking on the Ceiling by Ayşegül Savaş. Read for you by Mojan Marnot. To Mux. Who at such a time has come to the edge of the doorway? Apollodorus. 1. For a short time when I lived in Paris, I was friends with the writer M. He was a foreigner to the city too, which may have been one reason for our friendship. We went on walks around the city, and we wrote to each other. What remains of that time is a photograph of M standing in front of a marble wall, looking at me with bewildered eyes. Above his raised eyebrow, a pale and jagged scar rises, deepens, disappears. Actually, this may not be a scar at all, but a trick of the shadows, or the author's face folded with age. I do not recall a scar from our walks, but I often walked alongside him with my head down. And I'm not sure whether his eyes are really cast up in surprise, as I said, and not simply with impatience at having his photo taken. Still, I remember M, as always, a bit bewildered, and with the scar on his eyebrow, a sign illuminated in that brief moment of documentation when he looked me straight in the eyes. But here, too, my account is faulty, since between my eyes and his stood the comforting length of the camera lens. As far as I can remember, I never looked M in the eyes, even when we were seated across from each other at a cafe. Some days it's difficult to believe that this friendship really existed, with its particular logic, its detachment from the world. What I remember has the texture of a dream, an invention, a strange and weightless suspension, like walking on the ceiling. In my childhood, I would hold a square mirror up to the ceiling. I examined every inch of this flat, white expanse, entirely removed from the jagged world on the opposite pole where people lived in shadows, weighed down by troubles. I understood that all anyone can do in the midst of darkness is retreat to their own bright landscapes. I think more and more these days that I should set down some of the facts of my friendship with M to keep something of this time intact. But stories are reckless things, blind to everything but their own shape. When you tell a story, you set out to leave so much behind. And I have to admit that there is no shape in those long walks and conversations, even if I think of them often. Let me place the photograph here, as the tangible remains of our friendship. What follows is an incomplete inventory. 2. I met M some months after I moved to Paris from Istanbul. I arrived in the city without a job or a place to live. I was enrolled in a literature program in order to obtain a visa, but I knew even before I came that I would not attend any of the classes. I had enrolled in the same program once before, a few years after I graduated from university in England. I had a different vision of myself then, and I worked steadily to achieve it. I was living in London with my boyfriend Luke, and putting together my life piece by piece. I imagined that Luke and I would move to Paris, become its natives, and lead the kind of creative life attributed to the residents of the city. We even spoke to each other in French while we cooked dinner, in preparation for our new life. On the phone, my mother had urged me to go to Paris. I hadn't been back to Istanbul for several years, and she always found a way to make this sound natural. "Of course you should go, Nunu," she said. "What's there for you in Istanbul, anyway?" I hadn't proposed returning home as an alternative. It wasn't from my mother, but from her aunts that I found out she was sick. I went back to Istanbul soon after this, canceling my Paris plans. The second time I decided to go to Paris, my mother's aunts, Asuman and Sania, warned me that it was foolish to live a life without roots. It was the type of thing they might have told my mother as well, the type of thing that would have made her silent. The aunts said I should be wise and build myself a life in Istanbul, as if building a life were a matter of simple engineering, as I too used to believe. A steady job, an easy commute, a reliable husband. "Your poor mother never managed," the aunts said. To build my life, I should have them nearby to make sure everything...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?